SBS Radio.
A police officer charged with murder over the shooting death of an Aboriginal mother in WA has been granted bail. Federal Labor has adopted a goal of zero net emissions by 2050. And in football, Melbourne City have been crowned W League premiers after a 4-0 win over Western Sydney Wanderers. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. A policeman charged with murder over the shooting death of an Aboriginal mother in WA has been granted bail. The officer is expected to appear in court again at the end of March. NITV WA correspondent Rangi Hirini has more.
Ms Clark's mother, Anne Jones, told NITV News that she's glad steps have been taken to bring justice for Joyce. The Yamaji mother was fatally shot last September after police responded to a call out in Geraldton, 4 hours north of Perth. Ms Clark died in Geraldton Regional Hospital from a gunshot wound to her stomach. Locals and Ms Clark's family staged days of protests in the wake of the shooting, demanding justice. There was no vision of the incident, but police have fast-tracked the rollout of body cameras for their officers in regional areas. Ms Clark's death was deemed a death in police presence.
The officer's identity has been suppressed due to safety concerns for his family. WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson has defended the length of time it took for charges to be laid.
I'm not contesting that there have been a number of months since September last year, but this has not been done slowly, it has been done thoroughly.
A 9-year-old Maori boy who is living with disability has been withdrawn from his school after repeated bullying. Since the start of school year, Quaden Bales, who was born with dwarfism, has been bullied by fellow students in his Brisbane school. The last incident happened only 2 days ago, when fellow students made remarks about his height while spitting him on the head. The incident was witnessed by his mum. Miss Yaraka Bales has shared a video she recorded after the incident, where visibly distressed 9-year-old Quaden says he wants to take his own life. The video went viral since. Mr. Bales told NITV News that she doesn't blame the other children involved, nor the school, but more has to be done to raise awareness.
It's 2020 and bullying is at an all-time high, and especially in our communities, people don't understand that if you're Indigenous, you're already copping discrimination and racism. Here we have a child, an Indigenous child with a disability. Obviously, it's still happening. We need to be doing more as individuals, families, communities, as a nation, and worldwide. There needs to be more.
The NRL Indigenous All-Stars have posted a video on social media supporting Quaden and inviting him to lead them out at Saturday night's match.
Hey, Quaden, how you going, guys? Just want to wish you all the best, brother. We know you're going for a hard time right now, but the boys are here. We got your back. We're here to support you, bud. And we just want to make sure that you're doing all right and make sure that your mum's on your side, we're on your side.
If you or anyone you know is struggling, please reach for help. You can call 131 114 Lifeline or Beyond Blue 1300 224 636. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has again criticised High Court ruling that Aboriginal people could not be deported as aliens. Mr Dutton has accused High Court on undermining Australia's border protection regime after a landmark ruling on deportations. Mr Dutton slammed the ruling when it was made last week, saying it represented a very bad thing and claimed it would be exploited by lawyers. He voiced similar criticism again on Thursday. The World Health Organization is warning there is no time for complacency as China continues to report a decline in number of new cases of coronavirus, now known as COVID-19. South Korea has reported its first death from the virus as the country's total number of cases nearly doubles to more than 100. The WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says the cases of COVID-19 outside China remains comparatively low, but it may not stay that way.
with measures they can take, which is proportional to the public health risk they have, I think the number of cases are really manageable. And I hope South Korea will do everything to contain this outbreak at this early stage.
China has reported 74,675 cases of COVID-19 to the WHO, including 2,121 deaths. Outside mainland China, there are more than 1,000 cases and 7 deaths. Federal Labour has adopted a goal of net zero emissions by 2050. Party leader Anthony Albanese will use a speech in Melbourne later today to outline the party's much-anticipated climate policy. Mr. Albanese says a 2050 net zero target should be as non-controversial in Australia as it is in most nations. A new report has found that some 3.2 million people in Australia are living in poverty. Poverty in Australia report by Australian Council of Social Service and University of New South Wales found that more than 1 in 8 people live below the poverty line after housing costs were taken into account. That figure includes more than 700,000 children in Australia, an increase from the previous study. ACOS Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie says a lack of jobs, the low rate of new start and unaffordable housing were key factors why Australians are living in poverty. Director of the Social Policy Research Centre at University of New South Wales, Professor Carla Trelaw, says looking at the results over a decade shows just how much action is needed to tackle the issue.
Over that decade, we've had uninterrupted economic growth, so that some parts of our population are doing well, but we're leaving behind large numbers of adults and children to continue to live in poverty. We haven't been able to address this in a decade. So if we don't tackle poverty today, we rack up costs for future years and future generations, as we know, for example, that poverty and poorer health go hand in hand.
Overseas now. Pressure is mounting on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to resolve a nationwide protest. Protesters have blocked rail services around the country in solidarity with First Nations people opposing a multi-billion dollar gas pipeline in British Columbia. The rail lines have been blocked for almost 2 weeks now. The BBC reports that the industry groups say the impact is being felt throughout the supply chain. The protests were sparked by the arrests of people opposing the pipeline's construction on traditional land of the Wet'suwet'en people. Opponents to the project are concerned about the environmental impacts, increased risk of oil spills, threats to their economy, as well as the loss of traditional culture. Prime Minister Trudeau and his Liberal Party came to power promising to transform the country's relationship with Indigenous people. But his government's support for some major energy projects have become flashpoints amid those reconciliation efforts. Mr. Trudeau has called off a planned Barbados trip to address the issue.
I understand how worrisome this is for so many Canadians and difficult for many people and families across the country. We're going to continue to focus on resolving this situation quickly and peacefully.
In the country's capital, Ottawa, the nation's first leaders said they are willing to discuss an end to the protests. Perry Bergrade, Chief of Assembly of First Nations, said years of being ignored have to be addressed.
When governments ignore First Nations rights, title, jurisdiction, it creates conflict and court cases. But when governments respect First Nations rights and title, it's a path to peace, progress and prosperity.
Parliament is pressuring Mr. Trudeau to find a solution. He says it will not be easy. And to sports now. In football, Melbourne City have been crowned W League premiers after a 4-0 win over an understrength Western Sydney Wanderers. The team heads into next month's final series as near unbackable favourites to win a fourth W League championship in 5 seasons. City won a string of games by a single goal earlier in the season, but have now netted 14 times in their past 4 outings. The team's coach, Rado Vidosic, told Fox Sports the achievement is well deserved.
I'm so proud of them. I mean, it's a fantastic bunch of girls and fantastic bunch of players, and it was so enjoyable to work with them. And at the end, I think we got a fully deserved premiership.
And to weather now. Broome, partly cloudy with a top of 33. Perth, partly cloudy and 36. Adelaide, pretty much the same and 24. Melbourne, shower or two clearing with a top of 19. Hobart, cloudy and top of 18 degrees. Albury, Wodonga, sunny with a top of 31. Canberra, partly cloudy, top of 27. Sydney, there is a possibility of shower and 25 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 26. Brisbane, possibility of shower and 29. Townsville, shower or two with a top of 34 degrees. Cairns, also shower or two with a top of 32. Darwin also can expect a shower or two, and there is a possibility of a storm with a top of 31. Alice Springs is sunny with a top of 35. And Torres Strait Islands are cloudy with showers. There is a chance of a thunderstorm. Temperature is 28 degrees. And that's it for the news.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.